Welcome to a new key. This is Aviv and this key is titled The Decision-Making Blind Spots. Let me begin this with asking you the following. What key decisions have you recently made? Reflect on these for a moment. Are you a clear and effective decider? That's a word popularized by President George W. Bush. But regardless to political views we each face these inescapable questions about the quality of our decision making. You make personal decisions, you make relationship decisions, and you make work related decisions. And this, of course, is also the case for everyone in your family. Which is why I need to ask you today, have you discussed the art of decision making with your son or daughter? Have you made this a focused conversation with people you mentor and coach? Here is my point of view. Decision making should be taught in the fourth and fifth grades as a fundamental skill. But unless you've had an enlightened mentor, it's unlikely you engaged in this conversation at age 10 or even 15. Now, can you imagine how different your life would have been had you mastered the art of decision-making at the age of 12? My request today is that you print out and keep this key letter to reflect on, to improve decision-making, and to create a conversation with your family and with your team about the decision-making blind spots. I ask you to encourage them to put into practice these insights, coach and help them develop the mastery of decision-making. Here then are the first five blind spots and mistakes people make when approaching decisions. I will share with you the next five blind spots in a future key. For now, I ask you to introduce these critical concepts to a young person this week. This exercise of including and sharing these with someone else will help you internalize these for yourself and begin to create a legacy of wiser decisions with you and with the people around you. So let us begin. Number one, the bias blindness. The first blind spot is failing to recognize your biases and personal preferences, and failing to see how they influence your evaluation. We all have biases and preferences. The point is to become aware and to get to know your biases. If you don't, they control you and prevent you from seeing the full picture and from making optimal decisions. Some like vanilla and some prefer chocolate, and that's fine in ice cream. But biases in other, more important things can be detrimental for what you're trying to do and what you're working to achieve. When it comes to situations and to people, if you are to make wise decisions, you must first become aware and then work to neutralize your biases. And so with this first blind spot, your task is to practice awareness, the awareness of your biases and preferences. Number two, the reaction blindness. Aldous Huxley said that experience is not what happens to men. It is what a man does with what happens to him. What makes us humans is awareness and our ability to discern and to separate the response from the stimuli. All forms of life have the capacity to react to stimuli. But reacting is not choosing. In fact, differentiating choosing from reacting by developing the capacity to reflect was a huge, extraordinary leap in evolution. And we all have the capacity to consider options and choose how to respond. Your task here is to practice choosing over reacting. Number three, the why blindness. Blindness to your why, being unclear about your overarching purpose, can leave you rudderless and without a compass. Purpose provides criteria and a framework to determine objectives and options. Steve Jobs just announced this week his retirement, but Apple will go on, and you will not see people at Apple planting apple trees or Japanese gardens. They know their purpose. Apple's purpose is not to plant cool gardens. They're in the business of delighting and transforming people's lives with cool and innovative technology. Purpose outlines direction and defines criteria against which all decision can be measured. People and organization we admire lead with purpose. The why guides their direction and is evident in everything they do. And so your task here is to practice understanding and articulating purpose, the answer to the question why. Number 4, the objectives blindness. A decision is choosing between alternatives. If you are not clear about the what, that's the objective, it's difficult to choose. By clarifying what success looks like and articulating your desired outcome, you form a set of measures to more selectively choose among options. Years ago, our family planned a trip from Seattle to Boulder. Our first choice was to drive and not to fly because we wanted to visit Yellowstone on the way. Our objective defined the route. The next choice was to drive through Montana because our second objective was to visit Hot Springs on the way. And then we chose to stay an additional few days in Yellowstone and we settled to seeing the Tetons from the road. The objective was to experience more of what we found in Yellowstone over the expediency of rushing to the next thing. And so again, in this example, clarifying objectives and desires in our family discussions helped us make optimal decisions together. And your task here, therefore, is to practice clarifying what success looks like. What is your desired outcome? And number 5, the blindness of musts and wants. This is a prevalent blindness. It's about confusing wants for musts. Purpose and objectives ought to provide clarity and distinction of musts from wants. Here is what you need to know. Musts are deal breakers. Wants are nice to have. That's the distinction. Failing to clarify a few definitive musts and separating the wants by order of importance makes any decision a lot more difficult. Specifically, large purchasing decisions like, say, buying a home ought to be guided by defining first the musts and then ordering the wants by weight of importance. Clarifying musts and prioritizing wants is a great process and skill to develop. And so this is your task. Practice clarifying musts and wants. Write down your musts and wants to reason and to prioritize them. Now it's your turn. Turn the key. Mentor and coach your family and your team in the art of decision making. Help them put to practice these insights and gain the confidence and self-esteem they will find as they develop decision making mastery. Help the people that look up to you create a future that will make you and them proud.